I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In offense.
Yeah.
He's going down.
To your point.
He's gone down each year he's been there. First year was 27th. Second year was 32nd Notre Dame in total offense. This year, 47th in total offense.
It's not good, Jason. You're right.
It's regressing.
We know Jason does not want to see Chip Long in the 901. No. You better not hear about him come across that bridge.
I'm just saying. I mean, all the reading all this spin about how great he's been
you
as their offense coordinator.
Scott Roussel. I didn't write that.
He's out of there for a specific reason. It's gotten worse each year.
Right.
And so this idea that he's coming here as an offensive
regression.
Genius, Notre Dame is not happy with how it's gone.
Well, you put that – I kind of put Chip Long in the same box as Barry Odom,
yeah.
right, in that it didn't work for Chip Long at Notre Dame. You know, like he's being like they're letting him look for another job. You think they're going to let Joe Brady look for another job?
Yeah.
Like they're going to try to bring
no.
Joe Brady back.
They're paying him $3.5 million to stay.
The only part I was off about was saying that he worked his way up to OC because that one year he was here as OC, he was also tight ends coach. It was the one year he's OC all of it. He didn't work his way up to that. But no, Chip Long has not been impressive the last 3 years at Notre Dame as its offensive coordinator.
Period. Yeah.
So, you still want to talk to him? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm all for the talking. You know, I said that yesterday. All the top candidates I want to talk to, I'm leaking out that I've talked to them. But in terms of hiring or being impressed with what he's done the last 3 years, I'm not.
Right, exactly. I agree with that. So, anyway,
yep.
Chip Long is not going to return to Notre Dame. He ain't got to go home, but he can't be here.
He'll land somewhere, Cush.
Oh, I mean, he'll probably get a job at Florida State. Like, as I mean, it
well,
right is
going to be quality control.
Chip Long might get a head coaching job.
Or I don't know if has Arkansas hired an OC yet? You know, like, could he go to – he's from – I think he was at Arkansas at some point in his career. Could he go back with Sam Pittman? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Sam Pittman may have his Georgia guys.
He may. I honestly have no idea. But yes, he'll find a job somewhere. But it likely will not be at Memphis as the head coach. Anthony Sane going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Josh Jackson, about the Grizzlies, about Ja Morant, and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Accord from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency Trane system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care.
Best Care Home Services.
Restaurants are kind of like sports teams. You have your minor leagues all the way up to the professionals. If you're looking to move your palate up to the next level, stop by South of Beale. Start off with a delicious salad you won't find anywhere else. You'll become a lifetime fan of South of Beale's world-class kitchen, featuring incredible entrees like the pan-seared salmon or steak and mac. South of Beale is where the who's who of Memphis go to eat, drink, and feel like an all-star. Step on up to the plate of Big League Diamond. South of Beale. 361 South Main in Memphis.
Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advance Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advance Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advance Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours. As a Christian family-owned and operated company for more than 60 years, with a history of honest, quality work, using the best technologies available in the industry, we want you to make sure you keep your family warm and comfortable this holiday season by taking advantage of our $60 furnace tune-up special, which includes testing your furnace's safety capabilities, testing for carbon monoxide leaks, and helping keep your furnace running at its peak efficiency. Or maybe this holiday season, you're interested in a tankless water heater, or air duct cleaning, or even repairing that leaky faucet. We can take care of that too. Just give us a call at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
We have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it's filled with holiday gifts too great to pass up. This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. James Davis is where I get all of my suits and shirts for television work with CBS Sports. It's where you need to be shopping as well. Are you buying this holiday season for a man in your life? If so, James Davis has you covered. So many terrific options. Crocodile belts are now just $195. Luxury cashmere cotton sweaters are available for as low as $119. Quilted and performance vests start at just $165. Five-pocket pants are only $149. And don't forget about custom-made stance shirts and pants. You walk in, get three measurements taken in a matter of seconds. Within minutes, you'll have a custom-fit shirt or some custom-fit pants or both ordered. They'll fit you better than anything has ever fit you before. Don't know what to get? Just grab a gift card. They're available and make great stocking stuffers. Again, we have one of the best clothing stores in America in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Jason and John Guest's appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Honeymoon, past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love, at times we get
no better time to get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers than today. Only a few weeks away from the holidays, from Christmas. And they got all kinds of different gift options over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They got the Time and Eternity necklace. It's a diamond necklace made from interwoven rings representing time and eternity. They got the 1-carat diamond ring. They got the stackable diamond bracelets. They got a ton of different options, as always, over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Go see them.
Yep. We're just ordinary people, but you need an extraordinary ring to get that extraordinary woman, right? The diamond's always been the symbol of love and commitment. Newsflash, man, you're going to need one if you're going to marry that beautiful woman. Robert Irwin Jewelers got all the choices for you, and a new choice. Since I was back in the ring buying business, did it from a box store. What a mistake that was.
Wow.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is giving you the new choice that is artisan created diamonds. They're grown above the ground. We put in quotes, obviously, in a greenhouse, you put it that way, scientifically done. These are 100% conflict-free, and that's important. But more important to your wallet, man, is the fact that they're 25 to 30% less expensive than the others. So you can get a bigger, brighter diamond, and don't worry. She'll ask you, is that a real diamond? You're going to tell her yes, because it's got everything you need. Howie will show you. Robert Irwin Jewelers will show you the way. Bigger, brighter diamonds, five locations, including the new one in North Little Rock, or online. You can check it all out at rijewelers.com.
Jason, is Memphis, Tennessee a great rivalry?
it's a good rivalry. I'll take great out because there probably hadn't been enough of them to say great. Like Memphis, in terms of teams it's played the most times.
Yeah.
Well, Southern Miss and UAB and Louisville.
Those teams, like two of those three teams stink.
No, well, you need, in terms of a great rivalry, I think you need a lot of games.
What's the
so
minimum?
I'm going to give it good.
What's the minimum?
Louisville-Memphis was a great rivalry at one point because there were a lot of games there. When both teams were good, it was a great rivalry. Now Louisville's moved on. Tennessee-Memphis is a good rivalry that's got much of the ingredients you need. But to make it great, I think you need more years on that. What are we talking about, 26 meetings?
26 games.
15-11?
Yes.
Okay.
On the wrong side.
It's so I think the
so
number of games keeps it from being great.
So the most games
Louisville, Southern Miss, UAB. In terms of Cincinnati's there.
Let's see how many of these. I'm gonna go through the top five.
About who's Memphis is, and right. Maybe the truth is they don't have one anymore.
Right, get the dings ready. We're gonna go through the top five in terms of most meetings Memphis has had with these teams.
I think I nailed most.
Okay, so try to give me five. The top five.
I mean,
most meetings.
I nailed this. Southern Miss is up there.
Okay, ding.
Louisville's
ding.
Up there. I want to say Cincinnati's up there.
Ding. You got two left.
UAB.
No.
UAB's not up there?
No, not since 1949-50.
Okay.
I will give you the numbers.
I mean, how many have I gotten? Three?
You got the top three. Okay. Louisville's number one. Yeah, they've met 86 times. Cincinnati's number two. They've met 79 times. Southern Miss is three. They've met 77 times. The fourth most meetings is 66, and the fifth is 58.
It's going to be somebody that's been in the conference with you to hold. Was it like Tulane in the membrane or
something? Tulane is number four. This guy.
Somebody that's ridden with you. No, because I've seen a lot of those media guys.
If you can get number five, I will give you $10.
We've already said Southern Miss.
Is it somebody from Metro, from the old Metro Conference or something?
I am not Liberty.
It's like DePaul or SLU or somebody like that?
DePaul's a good guess. Go ahead and stick with that.
No.
It was the other team you mentioned, Brad. It was St. Louis.
They were in there.
Memphis has met St. Louis 58 times.
Was the last time Josh and Majerus?
I remember it like I was
yes,
yesterday.
Had to be.
Or in a preseason exhibition.
And you know why I know that, right?
Yeah.
Because I grew up watching that.
Right.
St. Louis on the St. Louis side of that ledger.
Uh-huh.
So here's the, you know, it's very interesting. Here's the top 10. I mean, you got Louisville, Cincinnati, Southern Miss, Tulane, St. Louis, Florida State's number six.
Knew they were there. There's an old conference.
UAB spot. Is number seven. Houston's number eight. Tulsa's number nine. And Ole Miss is number 10.
UAB was up there.
Their best winning percentage of teams that are in the top 10, decidedly Tulane. They have won 83% of their games against Tulane. Second, I believe, is UAB. They've won 78% of their games against UAB. And then Ole Miss is after that. They've won 74% of their games against Ole Miss. Hmm. So there you have it.
You know what, Josh never lost to UAB? Felt like it, though, right? Felt like about five losses. To
mm-hmm.
UAB,
a couple movements in the stands.
It was Tulane, I think, was the team that he ended up losing to that felt like would have been something like that UAB game. Anyway, yeah, Josh never lost to UAB, though. Penny hasn't either to this point. I think Tubby did.
Tubby did lose to UAB on Facebook. I'll never forget.
Well, that's
right. It was on Facebook.
It was
that's right.
Facebook, bro.
Tubby also got a ranked win against Houston, so let's give him the credit.
Well, hello there.
Yes.
Rolling at High Point.
He's absolutely rolling, bro. Yes, just like he was rolling into Texas Tech Madness on that motorcycle. Very similar. It's crash and burn time at High Point. Okay, so you would not say Tennessee-Memphis is a great rivalry.
It's a good rivalry. Only thing keeping it from being great is we need more games. And you gotta keep it going to have more games.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, like what goes into this sort of dynamic between Memphis and Tennessee. I do think it's – I do think it is one program searching for that validation that they feel like they've never gotten, right? That they never feel like they've been afforded despite having three Final Fours, right? And then I think it's another program that just refuses to give them that validation. They don't even want to play the damn game. They don't even want to continue the series. You know, like I read these comments from Tennessee fans who say things like, I'll just read you a comment. This is a guy named William. The rah-rah narrative about the Tennessee-Memphis game needs to stop. Yes, it's a great game, and no, Tennessee doesn't have to tolerate Penny Hardaway's behavior as the price of admission. Hardaway acted immaturely and then decided to double down on his behavior. That's his choice as the head coach of the Memphis Tigers, and Tennessee's choice is their own as well. It's an optional out-of-conference rivalry game, and it's their choice as to whether or not they put up with Hardaway's actions. Like as if this guy killed somebody.
It's an excuse that they use because their head coach right now doesn't want to play the game. And so it's an excuse they use to tell themselves, nah, we don't need to play the game. Go to the game this Saturday up in Knoxville. Go to the game that was here last year. You'll see there's an importance on both sides. Why? Because you want to beat the mess out of the other one. That's part of the ingredients that make for a great rivalry.
Absolutely,
what
brother.
I get sick about is what I was talking about with Giannotto is sort of this media that's with Barnes, who what's been there now? It's his fifth year.
Yep.
He's been, and he's impressed us all. Did better than we all thought he would. But the idea that you would just fall in line, right, with a guy who's, let's face it, new to this Tennessee-Memphis rivalry part of it, you're just going to fall in line with him and how he values it, right, based on a guy that told you I'd have been out of here to UCLA if I'd gotten more money, right? How does he understand it more than you do as a fan?
Yep.
You want it. Stop lying to yourself using the excuse of Penny's behavior because, again, I go back to what I told you. Barnes got just as crazy. Crazy is not the word, but he went outside the whole rules of gamesmanship when you start accusing them of that's their style flopping. Keep that in house. Keep it to
yourself.
You're
cracking jokes on your radio show.
Now, Tennessee fans will tell you, well, because Penny did the whole, you know, y'all wanted to fight, it was open game. But what Tennessee fans, if they're truthful, again, the media itself has said Barnes never said the flopping part. Stop. And so it's this sort of false narrative that you're going to allow this coach that's really got no allegiance to you other than the dollars that you're paying him mm-hmm. make the decision for you when every person in this state knows that when those two are playing, it's fun to watch. It's good. And when they're both good and ranked like they are this year for the first time since 07-08, it's even more fun to watch and it's even more intense. So just this idea that, you know, that side would say, nah, we're not going to play it. Our coach is right. Penny's bad. It's all absolutely ridiculous because the rivalry is good. And both sides, if they're being honest with each other, will tell you that. Like they want those folks that are saying, oh, yeah, we don't need to. They'd love to play the game because they love the idea of beating Memphis and having those bragging rights. Same thing for us. We love the idea of beating them. Now, I don't want to play you when you're not good, and right now Tennessee is, so it's absolutely every reason in the world to keep the thing going. I hope Barnes sees it. I like the way Giannotto put it. I hope it's a great game on Saturday, right? Your fans get to cheer, and you go into that thing, and you're in a better mood, and Penny's in a better mood. We'll put it for – so it's on both of you guys. And you see how sort of important this is to, again – the fan bases. I don't give a damn what the coach who would have gone to UCLA if you'd paid him more money would have gone there thinks about this rivalry in terms of value. I care about what the fans think. And if they want it, you should absolutely do it. We know they do.
So the great thing about this is I looked this up yesterday. In the most recent AP poll, Jason, there are 5 states out of 50 that have multiple representatives in the top 20. Most of them you can probably guess. North Carolina with Duke and Carolina.
Easy.
Michigan has Michigan and Michigan State. Kentucky has Kentucky and Louisville. Ohio actually has 2. Ohio State and Dayton.
Oh, yeah.
Dayton has had a little bit of –
with our man Crutcher.
Dayton has had a great year. Absolutely. And then there's Tennessee, who has Memphis at number 13 and Tennessee at number 19 in the AP poll. And to me – It's exactly the point that you made. These two programs are flourishing under their coaches. I don't care if they like each other. It's like it's totally irrelevant to me. I don't need them to be friends. I don't need them to call each other on the phone at night. I don't need either one of them telling the other that they deserve a lifetime contract. Frankly, I got a little bit sick of that.
Were Cal and Bruce whispering sweet nothing?
Cal and Bruce did not like each other.
No.
Rick Pitino and John Calipari didn't like each other. But you know what happened? The game still played.
They set that to the side.
Because they realized it was bigger for the Commonwealth, right? It was bigger than how they felt about each other.
And when they're good, the other side, it can actually help your program and your season. What are we talking about?
You get rewarded for out-of-conference scheduling.
If Memphis was stinking right now or if Tennessee was stinking, I could get the idea, oh, I don't see the value. Like, you know what I mean? Stop.
You know, so I really believe that, you know, I don't think this series goes on. I think it dies after next
year. Well, it's unfortunate because like we just laid out, you don't have a real rivalry right now. Even with some of the teams you've played the most, right now there's no real rivalry. Southern Miss fans might text me right now or tweet me right now and tell me, well, it still is, but it doesn't. I'm telling you, from this side, it doesn't feel the same. And so, again, if it's not Tennessee, who is it? So it's unfortunate, again, if it's going to come down to one side and you'd have an AD in this case sort of laying it at the feet of a coach who's, I'm imagining he's got some real pull right now. You care what Rick Barnes thinks. But, again, I would still go over his head in this one because I know
absolutely.
It means more to my program. I'm not going
with
his opinion.
But you know that's pervaded by Phil Fulmer as well, though. Like, that
sentiment is pervaded
if
by
you had
Phil
a younger
Fulmer.
Right, because he's been used to the time where Memphis has been the team you really don't need to play.
Yeah.
Like, he's from that time.
Absolutely. Right. You know, so I think this series is over, Jason. I think this is the I think this is one of the last times they play. Organized in an organized way. I mean, they might meet in the NCAA tournament or some kind of like invitation.
I've got a little more hope, I guess, that cooler heads will prevail. That you'll have a good one Saturday. You have another good one next year in Nashville, and that, you know, both sides will sort of. I don't need to say both sides. Memphis already, and Penny's come out
Memphis
and told you he sees
clear.
The value in it. He
wants
to play
it. Rudd
I don't
wants
need
to play
say
it.
Both sides. I just need to say the one side, the side that's dressed in orange. I don't get it. And again, you're putting this all on the coach who says he doesn't see the value, just rolling with that. Why? Because he's got a good recruiting class. Again, I tell you, there's no real allegiance there. Rick Barnes hadn't been a Tennessee Vol this entire time. You know
no
what
doubt.
I mean? Like, if he was, you know, this was the Texas situation. He'd been there 15, 20 years. Okay. He's in his fifth year. You guys have had good basketball programs before. No reason to kowtow to every little demand or, you know, whim he's got.
Well, I think this is bigger than just Memphis and Tennessee. I think it's important for the sport of college basketball, which when you think about non-conference rivalries, Jason, what are they? Kentucky-Louisville. I mean, that's the non-conference rivalry right now. There aren't a lot of great ones or any, honestly, that are worth a damn in college basketball right now. So Memphis and Tennessee, to me, is worth preserving for that, because we talk about college basketball, Jason, being a six-week sport. That's why. Because we don't have these great non-conference. Nobody wants to play them. Everybody's scared. Mm-hmm. Everybody's worried about January and February that we just completely, for the most part, chalk up November, December, the early parts of January. We chalk those months up, so half the season, nobody has to pay attention to college basketball because we're not giving them good games. We're not giving them anything to pay attention to.
Yeah. The series was of value to Rick Barnes when he was, you know, when it was his buddy Tubby Smith, and
yes, it was.
Get him three wins. it's different now. He's going to tell you it's all Penny's behavior. We don't need this, but that's silly. Listen to the crowd on Saturday when they're cheering, right when y'all go on a run, and feel how real that is, how genuine your program wants to beat Memphis. And I'll tell you it's the same on this side here. That's something that's worth keeping going, no matter how the coach in Knoxville feels about it.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's over. I hope it's not. I hope they find a way to keep this thing going.
I hope you're wrong, because I hope I do too. I have a little bit more hope than you do.
I hope I'm wrong too, man. I really do. I've never wanted to be more wrong in my life, because I enjoy writing about it. And I enjoy covering those games. I enjoy, you know, just discussing it, all that. I think it's great for the sport. I think it's great for both programs. I just hope everybody involved sees that. All right, we'll come back. Anthony Sang going to join us. We'll talk to him about Josh Jackson, about the Grizzos, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Jason and John's Robert Irwin Jewelers Stocking Stuffer on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen all week long between 11 and 2 for the guys to ask you to call in and win the $100 Robert Irwin Jewelers gift card and the $100 Gould's card.
It's Jason and John's Robert Irwin Jewelers Stocking Stuffer on 92.9 FM, ESPN. The city, Memphis. The station, 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number one sports place.
Your friends and family are spending money on presents, but the Radio.com app is the best present anyone could ever ask for, and it's 100% free. Gift it to yourself, free, and tell everybody you know to get it for free. Think of all the binging you'll do. Podcasts like Long May They Run with the band Fish, Up and Vanished, or the brand new podcast from Ronan Farrow, Catch and Kill, fantasy sports, and even cooking podcasts to help with your holiday entertaining. And in case you missed this, it's free. Open the free Radio.com app and start your holiday binging today.
Hey, this is Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenues with parking on Front Street. Stop by Happy Hour Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass and Memphis beers, plus cocktail specials. Enjoy our small bites like Oysters of Love, house-smoked salmon deviled eggs, and dollar raw oysters. We also offer one of the city's largest bourbon lists. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Lights are twinkling, snows are falling, just like last year, fun is calling, with holiday games, the instant kind, the easiest gift there is to find, so celebrate. Just a while with holiday games that'll make you smile. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
Sounds like, is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up. You didn't. No. Do I hear a Merry Money and a Holiday Gifts instant game? All instant games.
Do you love it?
Best presents ever.
Make every gift a little brighter with Holiday Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holidays celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy.
Every Wednesday this time, we talk to Anthony Sane. Let's do it.
Now, it's Anthony Sane covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Brother Sane.
What's up, my guy?
How many, not much. Roll getting through it, getting through a hump.
Hey.
How many times have you been asked about what's up with Josh Jackson since this news breaks that he was late to a team meeting?
And bro, I think I just need to be Josh Jackson publicist.
Because you were riding for him. Let's be real. You were
boy.
Riding
that's
for him.
That's my guy. You know, that's what everybody says. That's my guy.
So how serious is this?
I'll say this again for probably the third or fourth week in a row I've had to talk about this.
You got to do it.
The Grizzlies have done too many good things since the offseason, like as far as transactions, the draft, as far as publicity of marketing your young players and the whole youth movement. And, you know, they got a coach that's, you know, custom fitted for their DNA, for their culture, whatever. This is like the only thing they've done that's been dumb. And I've had people who are saying, oh, just trust the process. Like, dude, nobody's been more optimistic, more positive about this front office than me in the media, period. No one, like straight up and down. And the reason why I'm so adamant about it, because this is such an unnecessary blemish, bro. Like, the way that they're handling him, like, it's not the Grizzlies' job to psychoanalyze Josh Jackson. Either you want Josh Jackson on your team or you don't. Mm-hmm. And this middleman step they're doing with the G League is absolutely insane. And it's like, I had a chance to talk to Coach Marsh today, and you try to be respectful, bro, because, you know, he don't want to hear that crap. You know what I mean? And it's like no one else. Like, I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't be at Memphis Hustle practice today unless there was something going on with Josh Jackson.
Right, exactly.
And so I hate to be that guy, too, but it was a necessary conversation to have, and he was like, well, we're just keeping everything in-house. But it's like, no, you're not keeping everything in house. Like, y'all put out a press release about a G League, a guy who's, you know, an NBA player, of course, but a guy who's on a G League team. Y'all put out a press release about him missing games because of this situation. Y'all didn't have to put anything out. I mean,
anything.
I don't know what they did.
That was right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's
so,
the G League.
Right. So here's the thing. Like, I put in the article that I wrote a couple days ago about Josh when this thing first happened. The thing that bothers me the most about it is I'm not going to make excuses for him. Like I said, that's the biggest thing. I'm not making excuses for him at all. But putting myself inside the mind of a knucklehead, if I'm playing in the NBA and all of a sudden I'm not, and you send me down on a stint to the G League that, as far as everything they've talked about, has no end date. Like, there's no action plan. There's no plan of action for him at all. He's just kind of, well, just keep doing right until it's time to stop doing right. And the team's on a 10-day road trip. You got guys shorthanded. Your wings look like trash for the most part. If I'm him, if I'm putting myself in the mind of a knucklehead, which I do have knucklehead tendencies as well, so I can't speak from a knucklehead point of view. Okay, bro, at this point, I'm going to start feeling defeated like there's nothing else I can do. I'm in L.A. on a road trip. I'm going to kick it. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. Now, am I justifying what it did? No, but I understand why
it
happened.
I feel you.
I'm not
completely
surprised that
you
it happened.
You can't condone it, and he's got to man up and be a pro, but I feel it's almost in the handling of this.
Yeah.
This was bound to
What do you expect
happen?
Him to do? It's,
right.
it's like you're probing him and pushing him to see his breaking point, and you're setting him up to fail almost instead of putting him in the position to succeed. Because the thing that bothers me, I've been covering the Grizzlies for a long time, whether it's a blogger for Tri-State Defender or whatever I'm doing, or the Memphis Flyer, whatever I'm doing. I've covered the Grizzlies for a long time. I know for a fact that they've had – can I say the A word?
Yeah.
I know for a fact they've had grown-ass men that had, their job was to watch over other grown-ass men on the team. If you wanted Josh Jackson and you want him to do right, hire another grown-ass man to follow Josh Jackson around. Hey, I'll do it if y'all just really need a guy to watch Josh Jackson. You know what I mean? Like, if you're wanting to make an investment in them, do it the right way. This G League stuff is trash, and I wish Jeff Calkins was here because I'd probably slap him right now because he constantly calls my name about talking about this whole Josh Jackson thing.
Man, anyway, they didn't need to get
physical. I know, it's all good, but Josh,
you gonna slap him for real?
Jeff Calkins know I'll slap him, though. Like, that's just...
No, nobody has to get slapped.
What you need to slap an accomplished columnist at Jeff Calkins?
I'm a reasonable man.
Because he keep bringing up your name.
Jeff know he might got me.
You're the one leading this, though. That's why
I'm leading it, but to pretend I'm the only person that thinks this way is
No, because I've been saying it's ridiculous.
I'm not the only person in Memphis who feels this way about Josh Jackson. And Jeff know I love him. Me and Jeff, this is what we do. But like I said, bro, it's crazy and it's so unnecessary, bro. You have a player who's head and shoulders the best.
I don't get the end game.
You have a player right. who's head and shoulders the best rookie in the NBA in Ja Morant. NBA superstar.
Yeah, I want to see what this dude would look like next to
Right, time. And the more they hang on to this stuff, the more they let it go on, it's going to be a sidebar distraction. And it's a clown show, and it's an unnecessary clown show. If you think Josh
right.
Jackson is an idiot, you should have cut ties with him
man.
A long time ago. Keeping him around just to see what he's going to do. If that's what you felt like he was going to do, why are you surprised by the things that he's doing in the G League? They should have done like every other team in the NBA would have done. Bring him up to the Grizzlies. Let him go to camp. It would have came out in the wash. And if he had a setback like the situation he had, I don't think it's fair to say, because if he was already on the Grizzlies roster, right? Like
yep.
I talked about in the article I wrote. If he was already on the Grizzlies roster and he had a setback, whether he's staying out late, or just doing something stupid in a strip club, he gets suspended, you would get an action plan, it'd be cleared, whatever. Now it's at a point where, since he's in the G League, that one mistake pretty much determines his entire career, which I don't think is fair to him.
This is why, if it's 0-T with him, right, he had to show you all this stuff to show you that he's right mentally,
right.
He just violated it. What you still holding
him
for?
Why you still hold on to
Because you got no
right.
intention to bring him. The dude could score 100 in a game. You're not going to call him up.
And I'm not trying to be super sympathetic with Josh Jackson, the person, but I am, because I don't like the way that they're handling him as a person. It's just
yeah.
it's just unnecessary.
Yeah, because it's counterproductive, because aren't you hurting the guy's trade value
yeah,
by
I mean, you're
throwing him
your
under
and
the
And you're also yes. killing the. Yes. You're killing any chance of, let's say he does whatever. If he comes up to the Grizzlies and he says, okay, he's good, he has a productive season. That guy's not coming back here next year. So what was the point of any of it? Like, what's the point of even doing it? It's way past the point. And the Grizzlies had an open window when they could have just brought him up. His buzz was high. You had Tony Allen supporting him, John Morant supporting him, Jaren Jackson supporting him, Jay Crowder supporting him.
What was all that for if you're not
right.
calling him up?
Right, if they could have called him up right when it was at his peak, and everything probably been fine.
Now, I've heard Jeff get on you about that one.
Yeah,
the assumption that he won't re-sign with Memphis.
And then Harrington's on there.
But in that one, though.
Hey, man, I got to get on these dudes, bro.
I mean, say what you got to say.
That one, though, you said he's kind of – when you had talked to him, he has fallen in line in the sense. But
right.
So that would just be a he's saying the right things, but he really behind the scenes doesn't
like –
I know common sense.
Like I ain't heard – like Harrington says, well, I haven't heard anything that makes me think that he wouldn't come back. Of course you haven't, bro. But common sense tell you if he's got an option to go to another team or go back to the team that, like, had him in a puppy uniform, like, he's going to probably go to another team.
And then you add more
You keep going on these dog uniforms. They were great.
Trash, but it wasn't, bro.
And if he wasn't, you give him potentially more ammo by doing what you did in this instance and leaking it that the dude's late to it or announcing it. You announced he's late to a team meeting?
Right, they could have not done that.
I'm trying to psychoanalyze this dude.
That was very orchestrated.
Of course it was, bro. Like, come on, man.
This guy was number four in 2017. It doesn't feel like we're ever going to see if he can actually run with some of these young dogs they got out there.
And it's not like we're talking about murder charges with this dude. Like,
it'd be different if I thought Mark Spears just came on and vouched for him in the sense that he's not a bad kid. Yes, some dumb, immature decisions, but don't see Crittenden on this kid. You know what I'm saying? Remember Javaris Crittenden?
Right.
Now, that seemed like a bad dude. Dude will shoot you.
But guess
what?
That dude was, like, on the Grizzlies bench.
they finally got him home.
Yeah, Javaris Crittenden
is he still
on
in
our
prison?
Bench,
I think I know dude shot
what
somebody.
What are we talking about, bro?
This is not Javaris, and you treated him better.
Right. Javaris Crittenden was on the Grizzlies bench. I want to say
it was a different regime.
Different day.
Fairness,
though, I wish we had the G League back then. We could have just did some brain.
Yeah, well, you know what?
We could have corrective action on Javaris Crittenden. We could have saved him. We just had a G League back then.
Man,
doesn't it, like, here's the thing.
You can't condone the behavior. He's got to
grow up. No, I'm not condoning his
act.
I'm not condoning it at all.
But
what do they expect him to do, bro? Like, they're screwing around with him.
Well, now it's like, if he ever does get called up, doesn't he have to, like, be amazing? Because of, like, all the build up to getting him on the main roster.
How does that even benefit the Grizzlies at this point, though? Because if he's good, if he goes out and does his thing, he's gone, bro. He's gonna go to another team. Like, he's not coming back here. Like,
well,
I mean,
you trade him. I mean, that's kind of what you
right.
would.
But like Harrington said, I haven't heard anything that made me think that he would leave. But you know,
we don't hear anything. He's in the Siberian gulag down there. You know?
These Western Conference games, it's your job now. You have to stay up and watch them at 9:30. Do you make it all the way through? No, you don't get drowsy at all. Haven't watched Jot, you know, score that 26. You got to stay up the entire way to do it.
Props to me, bro. I stayed up to like 12:30.
That's hard when you got kids.
Yeah, man. Like it was good that game.
Like seven jobs.
That Warrior game was good because we won. Man, if we would have taken the L, man, I would have been, man, on
wouldn't
the Z train.
Wouldn't
you
would have
really had to slap Jeff for that one.
Yeah, I would have slapped Jeff for that one the next day.
Luka, we talked about this a little bit with Sears. I want to get this one on you. Luka's averaging 30, 10, and 9, essentially.
Yeah, never been wrong about anybody in my life as much as Luka Doncic.
Ranking? Okay, I'm glad you said that. If you're considering the top players in the NBA right now, how high is dude on your list? Like, how high do you have to start considering Luka at 30, 10, and 9?
Well, I kind of got to put guys in the tiers. I kind of get guys who've been doing it, like been to playoffs, all those type of things. But as far as guys who've never been there before, like who still have stuff to prove, Luka Doncic is the best young player in the NBA. Like this.
I'll give you, okay, best young player.
Easy.
How high would you put him up?
He's somewhere in the top 20. He's somewhere in the top 10. Easy.
I mean, you have to with those numbers, don't you?
Do y'all remember like all those shows used to come out like back in the 80s? Like it was like, they were like kind of pseudo superhero shows. They were kind of like made up superheroes. Like they weren't like Marvel or DC shows.
Yeah.
It was like some of them were live action, some of them were cartoon. It was like about a guy who had like a double life.
Okay.
Like he was just a regular nerdy dude in the daytime that he turns into the superhero at night.
Yeah, like what?
Luka Doncic is the most, like, I don't look like a basketball player dude in the world. But he's also like the most incredible basketball player in the world at the same time.
Oh, he's absolutely that. Do you think this is sustainable? Oh, that's a question John asked Spears. There are three right now in the West. Do you think top four sustainable for Dallas?
Yeah, I think they are top four in the West. I think there are a lot of teams in the NBA that are playing pretty mediocre basketball that are underwhelming. And I think that Dallas still has a trade left in them that they're going to make at the before the deadline. I think they're legit.
Oh, you got to give all the credit in the world to Cuban then, if that's the case, because they hadn't been down too long. If he's back like this already,
right? And I know that because a lot of the stuff I had said about Luka last year, as far as like hoping he failed, came from like Mark Cuban's shots he would take at American basketball, which I took as a shot at Black American basketball. So I felt some type of way about that. But hey, ain't nothing I can say because dudes. Freaking ridiculous. I mean, look at the numbers he's putting up. But because it was a guy that came out and said that Luka's floor is a less athletic Penny Hardaway, and I spit my drink out when I heard him say that last year or whatever. But his floor is less athletic.
30-10-9 ain't nothing. You got to hand it to him.
I was like, bro, yeah. Penny was like first NBA All-First Team his first season. This dude's like, yeah, he's about to do the same
thing. I'm not going to lie to you.
The second season, he's about to do the same thing.
At 30-10-9, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought, man, John Martin be coming here every day like happy to live.
Oh, he's holding it in.
But it's different.
He's holding it in.
It is absolutely different when they are European.
But it is not the same pride.
He's not taking the same sort of pride in it.
But I do love it, though. I mean, I like the Mavs.
You ain't bought a Luka Doncic jersey or nothing.
No, will I?
And we know you'll spend.
Yeah, I got a John Morant jersey.
It's different when they're coming over from Europe.
It is. It's just not the same. You know, white.
Yeah, you don't like them straight from the motherland. They got to be American, colonized a little bit.
You know, like exactly.
So we're on to something now.
Yeah. I think that's I've never thought of it in those terms, but you know. Yeah,
you like to see them colonized.
Yeah, like I want to be able to relate.
American,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Have y'all ever heard Luka Doncic say anything? Like, I don't.
No, I haven't.
It's a real quick interview usually.
Yeah. Like I feel like I can relate to pretty much any white American basketball player.
Except Grayson, and you don't do the European right.
Right, American, reason, yeah. American.
Grayson, you hold that against for some reason. He just hasn't earned your approval.
Yeah,
right
he
yet.
Just he,
even with what he was doing the other night at Golden State before he got hurt.
No, his college. Like you haven't seen me tweet once about Grayson Allen. You know what I mean?
My man Sane says it's a front, and you're just fighting.
It's like, in there, man.
It's not. Yeah. I don't just feel a bear. I don't feel the flame, man. Why were we so wrong about Utah? Like, when Utah acquired Mike Conley, like, I feel like the NBA consigliere lost their minds about how good the Jazz were going to be.
Because people forget that basketball is played on the actual basketball court and not in trade transactions and free agent signings. Like, it's not a basketball game, and it's not fantasy basketball. It's easy to say, okay, take Utah, top 4 or 5 team in the West, add top 10 point guard in the NBA equals better team. Mm. But there are other dynamics to Utah. Like I said on Twitter, their roster is trash. Like, their bench is garbage. They're depending on Jeff Green to do non-Jeff Green stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
He was out there hitting jumpers.
Right. They're just not a good team. And like I said, I'm sorry, they're not as good as people hyped them up to be.
Right.
And when you, like I talked about this before, when you take away Ricky Rubio, who at point guard could hide a lot of the errors that that they have as far as with Donovan Mitchell.
Sure.
Like, as far as him being an undersized shooting guard where Rubio could slide over at 6'5", 6'6", 6'6", and guard the wing, and Mitchell would guard the point guard. You can't do that with Mike Conley. Mike Conley's 6'1", about the same size as John Morant. So Donovan Mitchell's got to flat-out play shooting guards now. And on the wing, they lost Jay Crowder, and he also lost at power forward. They lost, I can't think of his name right now, went to the Pelicans. He came from Georgia.
Favors.
Lost Derek Favors. Their inside presence outside of Gobert is weird. I mean, so I'm not going to get into the details. It's the type of guys that you know, John likes to pull for that they have at power forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you a fan of Bogdanovich?
No, same deal. Okay.
That dude, and then, like, that dude's like their leading scorer. That dude's scoring like 25 points a game.
Man, it's a bucket.
Right.
What did happen?
They'll be good. They'll make the playoffs, of course, but I don't think they'll – if they get past the first round, they're not going to the conference finals. They'll get put out in the second easy.
Yeah. Memphis is playing Tennessee this weekend.
I almost went to that game.
This weekend?
Yep.
You were thinking about going up to Knoxville?
Yeah, I was thinking about going up.
For what?
Just to go.
Just for fun?
Yep.
So I guess I have my answer. You think this series should go on?
Yeah, I mean, it should, yeah.
You were,
like you were fighting yourself there.
Yeah, it should, yeah. I thought you were going to ask the rivalry question. I was going to
Well, what do you want to say about the rivalry?
Rivalry is like both teams have to care for it to be a rivalry.
And you don't think Tennessee
cares? I don't think Tennessee cares as much about Memphis as we hate them. Like, we hate Tennessee.
They'll care on Saturday.
Yeah. We start this stuff, though, bro. Like, I'm not defending Tennessee, but, like, but we're the ones who, like, I remember telling everybody on my Twitter feed, like, this summer, bro, pump your brakes on thinking we're going to go in there and just smash Tennessee this year. Like, stuff happens, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, stuff happened. You know what I mean? We're about to get smacked this weekend. Like, in my
opinion. Yeah, but I mean, that's a different set of circumstances.
But I'm saying, bro, like, now we got to eat this stuff. Like, we did all that talking, bro.
And I don't think they're going to get smacked.
Yeah, but okay.
I think A-Lo's playing too well for that right now.
Okay.
Tennessee.
They're going on the road against the top, you know, top 25 team.
They still got a lottery pick at power forward or center, don't they?
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to stay sticking to Grizzly.
Yeah. He doesn't subscribe to the Bible of Precious that you, I see.
We're going to talk Grizzlies, NBA talk.
11th last time we looked at the model.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Jeff Calkins and Chris Harrington, good friends.
Man, don't hit Jeff.
You want a handicap match?
That felt real for me.
I thought you read the handbook part of this.
They're my guys, bro.
Jason's about to be Earl Hebner in this mug.
They're my guys, bro. But
Earl Hebner, man, one of the great all-time wrestling referees.
Y'all know me, bro. I don't get into groupthink. And it's like, I'm not going to be a prisoner of groupthink. I'm going to say what's on my mind.
Man, we start talking about Calkins and you start sweating.
Now, you all know Calkins my guy, bro. Yeah.
Well, Calkins, you know, he'll do that to you.
You
know?
He kind of turns you on.
Yeah, I'm not going on. Turns me on. I wouldn't do that.
He turned me on.
But yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but he'll get you going.
Kind of get you
right?
going.
Yeah,
what jump sure. in jumping right now, bro?
Probably at Oak Hall.
Okay.
Talking to someone.
That's a good guess.
This is Bear. Bear says, get your clothes at Oak Hall.
Right.
That's what he would do.
It's beautiful. Delicious.
No, we love Calkins. We really do. Anthony, thanks for coming.
Man, Josh Jackson, I say, what's up, man?
I will. Yeah.
Keep him going, man. Keep him lifted up.
Absolutely. We will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
If an NCAA investigator comes into town, what are you going to say to the NCAA investigator?
Mr. Fadiq, was it? I'm going to assume this is your first visit to Memphis and forgive you for making the mistake of trying to tell us what's best for us.
Or if some dude from Nashville comes over and...
I'm going to assume this is your first visit to Memphis.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's sports station. Broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got the 2020 Jeep Gladiators out there on the lot. They're amazing. You got to go see them. You got to check them out. They're Jeeps with space. You need to move some furniture. You need to move some other things. Like, they can do that. They got the capability. Go see for yourself. They also got small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need. They got them out there on the lot. Prices starting at just $29.90, one of the great teams in the Mid-South. They're going to make the car buying experience fun. They're going to make it smooth. Go see for yourself. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, see the lot, the whole inventory at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers. What do you love this holiday?
The Time and Eternity necklace. It features a high performance diamond, and when you slip it around her neck, she's going to know you love her through time and eternity.
What makes it high performance?
Well, the average diamond only has 57 facets. This diamond has 89.
That high performance is something guys know about. Extra sparkle, almost double.
Extra sparkle, extra light performance, and it starts at only $75. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, free financing.
And don't forget, 5 locations.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship Barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston. And if you need catered holiday meals, they got you covered. You can order a smoked turkey. You can order a smoked ham. You can call them directly and get this done. Blow your family away. 662-536-3763. Why would you go through the trouble of cooking if somebody can do it better than you? You need spices, gifts, anything. You might want to put stocking stuffers. Go check the website, melissacookston.com. If you want to order a catered meal, memphisbbqco.com.
Ordering online? Just click and your purchase appears at your doorstep. But the vehicles that move your order, trucks, jets, and ships, create a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing algae biofuels that can reduce emissions from all those trucks, jets, and ships by half. The upshot? A future where your deliveries are just as convenient and greener. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We've all got that sweet tooth that needs to be satisfied here. Exactly 2 weeks before Christmas? You're going to have your holiday parties. You're going to need those sweets. Wife's going to say, honey, go out and get something sweet. I got just the place to go. It's 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. It's a place called Quintessential Sweets. It's where my man Christopher Gray is putting together the best sweets in town. That's why they call it Quintessential. Exquisite. The best you've ever tasted. And the greatest selection you've ever seen, because he's got everything from the traditional, like a funnel cake you'd get at the fair. Finally done. Or the super unique, like a strawberry cheesecake funnel cake. I mean, you can get sexy with it, John Martin.
Get sexy with it over at Quintessential Suites. They're also going to be giving away tickets to every Tigers basketball home game this year on their Facebook page. Very simple, very easy to enter. All you have to do is go to Quintessential Suites on Facebook, like the page, and then reply to their giveaway post, and you will automatically be entered to win.
Their banana pudding ice cream, never out of season. Always in season. You should try it for yourself. Again, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. Go see our man, Christopher Gray. Tell him that Jason and John sent you. You can also check him out online at quintessentialsuites.com.
Thanks to Anthony Sain for joining us on the show. I really don't want he and Jeff to come to fisticuffs. That would be unfortunate. Also, got to tell you, we have a J&J stocking that we're giving away.
Yes.
$100 gift card to Robert Irwin Jewelers, $100 gift card to Goat Ghouls Day Spa and Salon, 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Caller number 4, you're getting that stock pays to listen to Jason and John, 535-3776, 535-ESPN. I do wonder, just really quickly, you know, on the Josh Jackson thing, we have not gotten a lot of time to talk about it. You know, I do wonder, like you said, what the end game is. What are you trying to get out of this? You know, are you trying to trade him? Are you trying to just embarrass him? Like, what is the goal?
It's something when you got somebody in rehab, John. At some point, you gotta give him a. And listen, this was the other point of this. Part of that rehab, right? Part of that growing up, maturing process is sort of letting him be out there at the forefront of it, answering for his own what he's done, right?
Yep.
And sort of giving him that opportunity, right, to show you different. Well, where's the opportunity been? He's been down there now, what, 12, 13 games, whatever else. You've essentially treated him as separate from the squad, almost as if you have no intention of ever bringing him up, despite the fact that you've let him have lunch with Jaren and all that, sort of said that, but yet haven't followed through in your actions. Johnny, from a basketball standpoint, he's killing it. And if we're saying the worst thing he's done now is be late to a team meeting, I just felt like this was bound to happen this handling of how it's gone, that this was bound to happen sooner or later. I'm with you. Where's the end game? If he's not playing in front of, you know, where NBA folks can see him, how can you get, you know, how can you get anything back for a trade? I don't see where this goes.
Yeah, so anyway, thanks to Anthony Sain for joining us on the show today. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Grizzly Suns. It's because I don't miss an opportunity, John Martin.
Javon Carter.
Superstar. When I get it. And that's what Ja Morant is. Phoenix, last I looked, was 7-point favorite. John, you know they've been a team I've had my eye on for some time now. Last year was telling you that if they ever got a point guard, Devin Booker was playing point guard last year for the most part, let him in assist, if I'm not mistaken. They'd be pretty good. And they are. Right now, they're in the eighth spot in the West. Now, they're only a game under 500, but that's good enough right now for the eighth spot in the West. They'll contend for a playoff spot. Whether they stay there or not, we'll see. But that's a solid Phoenix team led by Devin Booker, averaging 25.5 points per game.
I think I'm going to watch NBA tonight. The Clippers are at Toronto, and then the Pelicans are at Milwaukee. I'm also going to watch highlights of Oregon's offense because UNLV just hired the Oregon offensive coordinator for their head coaching job.
You happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy about it. I think if you get any of these top OCs at this point, that's a good hire. And I actually think the same with Memphis. I really do. Like, I would get excited. Not necessarily Chip Long, but
please don't get excited about it. I don't think it's worth getting excited about.
But, you know, somebody in that, like a Norvell was. I mean, I was excited when Norvell got hired.
Now we have not obviously.
He was hot.
For obvious reasons, we have not discussed what UNLV did. But Marcus Arroyo is the hire. I'm assuming you think he is going to be the next Bill Belichick.
I do think he's going to be the next Bill Belichick because I am a glass half full guy. Negative people think bad thoughts. Positive people think positive thoughts. And so I'm a fan of the Rebels. I think he's going to be better than Bill Belichick. He is going to build the Raiders stadium for the Raiders themselves.
It's interesting
and
how you did that.
Yeah, so I'm going to go half full.
You went overflowing.
What's the?
You know me. I go overflowing. I don't hold back.
You didn't have to say he was going to be better than Bill Belichick.
Yes,
that was a little.
Yeah.
That was a bridge too far.
Listen, you are the king of hyperbole. I do it in a positive fashion.
That was a little. Even for me, that was a little much. Brad.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm going to take your hyperbole and I'm going to raise it up and I'm going to use it for the benefit of my beloved UNLV Rebels with Marcus Arroyo.
Well, I hope he's good. I hope he's good there.
Me too.
They certainly do have the Raiders and UNLV.
Playing at the Pro Stadium.
They're fighting about that right now. They're fighting about
that. They're going to get it sorted out. It's two games. They'll get it figured out. All I know is that when they're in the Pac-12, you can call me then and
UNLV's going to the Pac-12, according to Brad Carson.
I think I will make a prediction. UNLV will be in a power conference before Memphis.
Interesting. Mark that down. Remember,
you heard it here first.
UNLV is going to be in a Power 5 conference. It ain't going to be the Pac-12. And I mean, you got another one out there? Y'all joining the Big Ten? Because I can promise you the Pac-12
is not
going to let y'all in. But hey,
I heard it here first.
I hope Marcus Arroyo, I certainly hope he does. Well, you know what, Jason?
What are you watching?
I am a man who loves the Christmas season. I love the spirit of giving. It is just something that really warms my heart. So
you got
tonight,
your tree up?
So tonight, no, we don't have the tree up yet.
Oh, I can tell how Christmassy you are.
The tree is we don't put gifts under the tree. You know what I mean? What's the point of a tree if you don't put gifts under the tree?
Y'all don't even do a tree.
We do a tree. We do it, but we haven't yet.
Okay.
But Ellen's greatest night of giveaways airs tonight, Jason, on NBC at 8 o'clock. Robert Downey Jr., you may know him from The Avengers, Iron Man. He joins the show to provide Ellen holiday joy as well as other people around the country. So what's better than when you give somebody something for Christmas? Doesn't your heart swell? Doesn't it swell, Jason?
It does. What'd you call Brother Fogelman?
Averon.
Averon, the other day, I saw he paid off folks a layaway bill at the Walmart.
That.
Did you see that?
Averon.
Yeah.
That's like that bit from Key and Peele when he was reading Averon.
I saw if you saw that little bit of news, what Averon did for the community.
Hey, man. Averon's good in any hood. Averon is good in any hood, bro.
Eyes would have lit up.
Non-Connor, bro.
So appreciate Averon for that.
Man, Averon is a good-ass man.
Averon and Tron and all them folks.
He's good. Tron, you're ridiculous. But that's fair. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Mark Giannato. Thanks to Mark Spears. Thanks to Anthony Sane for joining us on the show today. Giannato and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason and John, gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Free through the App Store. It's the radio.com app. The voice command, Alexa, play 92.9 ESPN.
And what to our wondering eyes should appear but giant James Wiseman and teammates to fear. With recruits spread all over, so spunky and many, I knew in that moment it must be Coach Penny. More hype than the others, the smoke he would flame. And he whistled and shouted and called them my name. Now Wiseman, now Ball, now Jeffries and Ellis. On Quinones, on Achua, on Lomax and Harris.
92.9 FM ESPN. Golic and Wingo.
The Memphis Tigers, the football team.
Yeah.
Get a great win over SMU. Keep their hopes alive as one of those group of five teams that's
SM
in the running.
Who? I'm sorry.
Oh,
my God. But and more importantly, just the entire city of Memphis for the show they put on. College game day. That looked like an absolute zoo.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure
sure your event is perfect, TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today, TheBluffMemphis.com.
When it comes to affordable health care, you do have choices, and you need help to sort it out. Do you need health care for yourself or your family? Or maybe your current plan costs too much every month? Maybe you have a high deductible? Let the Clarity Estimate Group help. They'll look at your needs and your budget to find the right plan that fits. Don't go another month paying too much for health care. Contact the Clarity Estimate Group today. Call 317-6-HEALTH. That's 317-643-2584. Or visit their Facebook page, The Clarity Estimate Group. Open enrollment ends December 15th.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
Atlanta, the 1996 Games. Richard Jewell discovers a suspicious bag.
I don't know how long it's been there.
The bomb explodes.
You set that bomb!
Richard, we want to...
They want to fry you.
Critics are calling Richard Jewell gripping and heartbreaking.
My son is innocent.
Clint Eastwood's best film in over a decade and winner of the AFI and National Board of Review Awards for one of the year's best films.
You ready to start fighting back?
Yeah. Richard Jewell, a Clint Eastwood film. Rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. Only in theaters Friday.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. Your business is unique. So are our staffing solutions. Turn to our salaried professional service for exclusive access to our full-time consultants for your long-term and recurring project needs. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Hey, Sharon. Heard you on Cash courtesy of Pepsi. They want you to gift it forward, you know.
Yeah, it's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Gifting it forward to that cute spin instructor?
Please.
Your dog walker?
No, Chloe.
Really? Sharon!
Gift it forward with Pepsi. For your chance to win, see specially marked 12 packs at your local retailer. Or learn more and see official rules at pepsi.com/giftitforward.
No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Must be 18 or older and an official U.S. resident to participate. Void where prohibited.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.